Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening around the world. Yes, it is I, Black Girl Abroad, and I am back. I am back. Let me tell y'all, I was attacked by a serious cold that affected my voice, and I was hoarse for about 2 weeks, y'all. 2 weeks. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be able to do my podcast and everything like that. But again, everything works on God's timing. And so I'm grateful for that break. I'm grateful for that rest and relaxation because, y'all, I have been exhausted, okay? Exhausted. But I'm back. I'm here with a fresh episode for you. So stay tuned. As always, BGA fam, I want to thank you. Thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for your support, for your care, for your nurture. Even thank you for checking on me in my brief sabbatical. I promise that was the most I've heard from a lot of people back home when I was ill, and I thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so loved and so cared for. Also, you all, I want to thank you for making the Houston Girls episode of Black Girl Abroad podcast the most listened to episode to date. Thank you for that. Thank you to Sinead Miller. Thank you to Victoria McNair, who shared their wisdom, their knowledge, their encouragement, their energy, and their spirit. And just letting you all know that we're good, we're safe, you know, we're happy, and we are truly, truly doing this to encourage you all to pack your bags, book that plane ticket, come visit, or hell, come move. Come move out here. So we are still in the midst of our book club virtual party. Yes, yes, yes. Again, I have taken a sabbatical from everything, but nevertheless, we are still reading You're a Badass, How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Start Living an Awesome Life by Jen Serino. And yes, to be honest with you all, I kind of stopped reading the book. Life has been happening, but hey, it's nothing to jump back on the wagon and say, you know what, let's start back getting this in order. And that's just what I did. And I started reading a chapter about meditation. And it's so funny because I'm actually practicing meditation. Meditation is very good for your soul. It's very cleansing to the spirit. And it's very nurturing to the brain. Meditation helps to clear out your mind. Helps you to focus more. And have a more tenacious spirit when you're done meditating. Because you have that time to really focus. You're able to be more diligent in your personal and professional life. I personally use a guided meditation app called Aware App, but there are several other meditation apps and meditation facilities that can help with your journey to start meditating. I truly recommend it. Without meditation, I would not be as focused as I am. I would not be as calm nature as I am. And believe me, y'all, a lot of life has been going on around me that I'm going to share later on in this podcast. But with the help of meditation, I've been able to really focus in on what's important, what's key, and it's helped to keep me on track. So thank you, Jen, for adding that segment in your book about meditation. And I'm telling you guys, if you just started that one time, you're going to start seeing the difference in your life. Now, with that being said, go out, get the book, read it. As you can see, I'm off by a couple of chapters, but I'm about to catch back up, and you are too. Have y'all ever sat around or watched and binged shows on Netflix And knew in the back of your head, I should be doing something more productive, but you just simply chose not to, because laying around and binge watching TV felt so much better. Well, that was my life. That has been my life for the past 2 weeks, y'all. Yes, 2 weeks. I have not posted a podcast episode since October 17th. I haven't posted a YouTube vlog video even longer than that. And y'all, the reason is because I have been exhausted. And anybody that knows me knows I don't use the word tired, okay? Unless I'm talking about somebody. And I don't use the word bored, okay? But listen, for the past 2 weeks and beyond, I have been exhausted. Y'all, life has gotten real busy. Work has gotten even busier. And you know what? I just had to take a time out. I had to, y'all. And it's honestly nothing wrong with that. That's called self-care, which is something I have not been doing since touching down in Kuwait. You know, my boyfriend made a point to say, you know, since you've landed, you haven't really taken a moment to take it all in, just relax. And when I really think about it, he's right. Think about it. I landed in Kuwait August 23rd, 2018. 2 days later, August 25th, 2018, shout out to Tayshun, my little cousin, that was his 16th birthday. But 2 days later, I was reporting to work. And then the day after that, everyone came back to work. So work officially started that day. So I'm jet lagged, I'm reporting to work, I'm tired, and I'm trying to keep up. Then getting adjusted to a new environment, a new home, a new job, getting adjusted to a new surrounding, and not only that, making sure I deliver quality content with the podcast, with the YouTube channel, starting the book club, starting Zumba classes. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it's so crazy because I had someone actually DM me on Instagram and was like, hey, what's going on? Where are the podcast episodes? Where are the YouTube videos? What's going on? Have you quit on us? And that made me really snap back into reality. And I was like, OMG. No, I haven't quit on you. I haven't quit on you. I just, you know, was taking a break. But I needed that person doing that. Shout out to you for doing that, because that made me say, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I need to be consistent with you all. I really, really do. And so you have my word from here on out. I am going to really and truly consistently deliver content every week, whether it's a podcast or it's a YouTube video. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I really like doing the podcast more than I like doing the YouTube videos. And the reason why I'm saying that is because with the YouTube videos, oh my gosh, I did not realize how much editing goes into one 14-minute YouTube video. Like, I have a newfound respect for YouTubers. I no longer question whether they have a real job, because that is a real job, okay? Shout out to everyone that is a YouTuber, whether you have a small YouTube channel like myself. Well, mine will be an extra small, but I'm getting there. Or whether you have a large mega YouTube channel, shout out to y'all, because you know what, it takes a lot of hard work making sure you're recording quality content, you're editing the video the right way, you're making sure certain things aren't boring, are you making sure certain things are really exciting? Are you making sure you're hitting on the content that you want to deliver to your audience? And I would tell you all, to everyone thinking about starting a YouTube video, I encourage you to do it, but please know that it is work behind it. So that's why I honestly like doing the podcast more, because it's work behind a podcast too. Don't get me wrong, but it's a different kind of work. And I really enjoy just talking with everyone. I really enjoy the feedback I get from the podcast. And I really feel like everyone is feeling the content, which I do have new content coming out. I have new episodes in the works. I have an episode coming out about expat friends. I have an episode coming out about my trip to Dubai. I have an episode coming out about gratitude and just this whole experience. And I even have an episode coming out about mental health, because I think that's something that we don't touch on when we look at people who move and travel abroad. Mental health is serious. And if you're already fighting demons back home, when you get 17,000 miles away from your support system, that magnifies. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to have some special guests come on to talk about mental health abroad and someone who actually lived with depression while abroad. So with that being said, y'all, I promise you, I'm coming back. I know y'all still hear my voice. I'm still a little under the weather, okay? But I'm coming back with a vengeance, and I'm hitting them hard. Believe me, your girl, Black Girl Abroad, is going to come back with the hits, y'all. Keep supporting me. Although I try my damnedest, okay, to not keep up with American news, you just can't help it. You go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, you go to Snapchat, and all you see is about the midterm elections. And let me tell you all something. I'm not one of those people who are going to judge you if you are one of those very woke and conscious people who don't vote because you feel like the man is corrupt and the system is oppressed and the blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm also not going to judge and condemn you if you're one of those very overly, you know, religious people who feel like because God is God, that's all that matters, and this, that, two, and the third. But what I will say is this, guys. Voting is important. And I don't know if you understand just the severity of what voting meant to a nation, what voting meant to a culture, what voting meant to a dynamic group of individuals. I read on Facebook so much about how it doesn't help Black people. It's this and that. It's this and that. Or you're Democrat and you're Republican. You're this. First and foremost, no one is telling anyone who to vote for. If you are Black and you are a Republican, if you are Black, if you are liberal, if you are Black and you are an independent party, do that by all means. By all means. In the presidential election, I voted for Jill Stein because I felt like that was the best candidate. Okay? But at the end of the day, we all have to at least exercise our civic responsibility and civic duty to vote. Now, I know what you're saying. Girl, mind your Middle Eastern business. And believe me, I am. But the things that we're doing now affects the future. Yes, I live in the Middle East, but I have to come home June through August. You know, yes, I live in the Middle East now. I don't know where the future may take me. I may come back home in the next 5 to 10 years, okay? And I want my country to be a representation of growth and progress. Now, I will say this, in my home state of Texas, a lot of people was upset because Beto did not win the Senate, chair in the House. But this is what I will say. Although he did not win, that was just a minor little setback. I will congratulate the 19 African-American women who have been sworn in and voted in as judges in the Harris County District. That is major. That is major. That is awesome. That is exciting. And that is a change, people. That is a change. That's why voting counts. From a former history teacher, I need you to understand, your votes as a citizen
of the United States of America count when it comes to electing representatives for Congress, when it comes to electing representatives in the court system, when it comes to different bills and taxes and polls? That's when your vote counts. Okay, I'm not going to be one of the people that hype you up and say, oh, your vote counts for the presidential election, because it does not. It does not. When we vote for a presidential election in America, okay, we are voting on a popularity contest. What we fail to realize is there's a system called Electoral College Voting, and Electoral College Voting already decides on the president, if I'm just being very bluntly honest, okay? But you, the citizens, the people that make up Houston, Dallas, you know, Channelview, Baytown, okay? You vote for these people who are going to represent you in Congress and make laws, okay? That's going to benefit you and your family and your loved ones and your community. Please understand that. And so, no, I'm not condemning you and judging you by saying, oh, you didn't vote. And I'm also not calling out only black people, because I think some people got offended and was like, oh, why do people only call out black people? It's not only calling out black people. It's calling out all social groups of people. Black, white, young, old, millennials, male, females. It's calling out everyone. Just actively engage in your civic duty. That's all we're saying. Actively engage in your civic duty. Okay, and so what if it's a trend that I went and I got a sticker and I posted it on social media? Let those people encourage somebody else or remind somebody else to go out and vote. Don't discourage people from doing that. Y'all can be so hypocritical and judgmental when all someone is doing is saying, hey, I voted. Did you go vote? Let them people be great. Now, how does that affect us that are American citizens abroad? Well, it affects us in a lot of ways. One, it can affect the host country that we're living in. Because did you know right now that Kuwait is going through their own, you know, civil issues? And they're going through other issues with other Gulf nations. So, looking at America, that can greatly affect the American citizens that are living in these countries. And a lot of times, like we said, we don't think outside our little realm. But being abroad has helped me to think more globally, guys. It's not just about you. It's not just about you. It doesn't matter where you move. You can move to Timbuktu. You can move to Canada. As long as you still have that American citizenship, even if you was to get a passport from that country you moved to, your origin is still going to say United States of America. That will still greatly affect. As I mentioned previously, life has been happening. Listen, y'all. I don't know what's been going on these past couple of weeks, but let me tell you something. I don't know if the devil himself, okay, has been trying to just cast his great googly moogly spell on me, but it ain't working, because the Lord said no weapon formed against me shall what? Prosper. That's right. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't form. Let's get that clear. He didn't say the weapon wouldn't form, but he said that it won't prosper. Okay, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So yes, y'all, life has been happening, okay? On top of getting sick, I've been dealing with issues with the booski, okay? Yes, y'all, the same booski featured on the earlier podcast episode. And we are still together. Don't get me wrong. It's no love lost. But we are from two different cultures. And sometimes that can cause a rift in between your relationship. And I remember when I first started dating him, I was thinking to myself, well, we're both black.
Like, what's the problem? But the issue is, I am American Black. And that's a whole different, when y'all start getting out in the world and start understanding, that's a whole different Black than Jamaican Black or Haitian Black or, you know, South African Black. It's different. We're different. And I have to greatly admit that we're different. And so that in itself has been challenging, especially with me being so far away. That has been challenging. And it's been issues going on with friends and foes at work here in Kuwait. It's been issues going on with friends and foes back home in the States. And so I say that to say, although these things have been happening, my mindset is trained to think of the positive. And again, I want people to understand that when you are living a positive lifestyle, it doesn't mean that bad things won't happen. That's the same thing with being a Christian, or that's the same thing with being of Islamic faith. Just because you follow that religion and just because you follow those principles and those teachings does not mean bad things won't happen. What it means is now your faith is stronger. Now your faith has no limits and you are able to conquer those situations because you know better days are ahead. And that's how I've been looking at a lot of these situations, even with the friend and foe situation here in Kuwait. Without saying too much, because I do talk about this on another podcast episode. But that friend did something to seriously betray me. And that made me look at this person in a whole new light. That made me look at this person with a whole new mindset. And without saying one negative thing towards this individual, do you know that their world started to shift? And I honestly think it's because they were already getting in some trouble. So it was kind of like, oh, let me bring down the closest person to me, which was me at the time. And yes, it is a fucked up way of thinking, but you have people who think that way, who think if I'm going to be caught up in the foolishness, I'm going to bring other people down with me. And I kid y'all not, I didn't react. I did not show frustration. I did not show anger. And I thank God, because that's growth, y'all. That's growth. My leg wasn't shaking. Those that know me know that leg get the shaking. I didn't do any of that. I didn't speak ill will of this person. And I kid you not, this is how you know when you're walking in favor. This is how you know when you're walking in positivity and when you leading in love. I kid you not, that person's world started turning upside down. And it's so funny because they have been trying to salvage the relationship. But as the great Maya Angelou once said, show me who you are the first time and I'm going to believe you. And that's exactly what this person did. Show me who they were. And now I wipe my hands of it. I pray for you. Wish you all the best. Because of my job and my position at work, I still have to communicate with you. I still have to help you out. But at the end of the day, I wash my hands of it. And so I just look at situations like that as, okay, I think these situations are trying to tear me down. And on top of me being exhausted, y'all, and not really taking a break to just breathe, okay? Not taking a break to just say, whew. I think all that has just got into my spirit. And so for a while, y'all, I have just been coming in the house, going to sleep. And meanwhile, life has just been constantly happening. But you know what? I'm glad to say I have been renewed. As they say, as the Bible has said, I have mounted up with wings like eagles, and my strength has been renewed. And let me tell you something. My strength has been renewed because I think it's because we had an off day. And so I didn't have to go nowhere. I didn't have to get dressed and put on makeup and get, you know, down to the nine. All I had to do was sit in my house with my pajamas on,
Watch Skin Wars on Netflix. Watch Sabrina on Netflix. Eat me some good food. And guess what? Chill out. And that's exactly what I did. So it's amazing how that 24-hour or those activities that happened in that 24-hour changed my whole outlook and mood and spirit. So the point of saying all this was to say, y'all, although life is happening, which has been the theme of this podcast, continue living your life in love. Be a point of light for someone. Be a point of reference. And continue living in positivity and keeping the faith. I'm telling you, brighter days are ahead. I'm telling you, the seasons are changing and yours is coming through. I'm telling you that it gets greater later. Just wait. Just be patient. Just be patient and don't complain while you're being patient. You know, don't woe is me. Don't play the victim while you're being patient. Honestly, wait and be still and be patient and know that it is going to be okay. As always, I hope you have enjoyed this episode and all the episodes, really, of Black Girl Abroad. Again, I am your host, LaQuisha. And if you want to reach me on social media, here we go. On Twitter, it is BG_abroad. On Instagram, it is Black_girl_abroad. And on YouTube, Black Girl Abroad. I look forward to hearing from you soon. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say about this episode. So until then, peace from the Middle East. Have a good day.